Prologue. By the third morning, he stopped pretending the walk was accidental. The beach was mostly empty at that hour, the way it only ever was when the season hadn't quite decided whether it was coming or going. A few locals, a dog or two, the occasional runner with earbuds in and a look that said they didn't want to be spoken to. The ocean was calm in a deliberate way, like it was holding something back. He liked that. He walked with his hands in his pockets, shoulders relaxed, shoes slung over one finger, letting the wet sand cool his feet. He hadn't planned on staying this long, but plans were flexible things. They always had been. He'd made a career out of them. There was a bookstore a few blocks off the boardwalk, small and stubborn-looking, the kind that survived by knowing its regulars and not apologizing for it. He'd passed it twice already without going in. On the third pass, he slowed down just enough to glance at the window. The familiar cover was there. Face out. Of course it was. He didn't stop. He never did. It wasn't bitterness that kept him moving. That would have been easier. Bitterness had shape. This was something quieter. A practiced distance. Like stepping out of the way of traffic without really thinking about it. He told himself he was here for the quiet. For the ocean air. For the way no one looked twice at him. All of that was true. It was also incomplete. The truth was, this place didn't ask him to be anything. He could sit on a bench and watch the tide come in. He could order coffee and talk about the weather and mean it. He could walk for miles and let his thoughts stretch out without anyone interrupting them, without a voice in his head counting words or scenes or deadlines. He liked that most of all. A gull landed a few yards ahead of him, cocked its head, then took off again, unimpressed. He smiled despite himself. There was something grounding about being so thoroughly unremarkable to wildlife. He paused near the waterline, watching a couple walk past him, close, not touching, caught in conversation. He wondered briefly what it felt like to be recognized in a place like this, to have someone point you out and say your name like it meant something specific. The thought passed. Most of them did. He had learned over time how to make himself small in public spaces, not invisible, just adjacent. A man people remembered as pleasant, maybe funny, but never essential. It was a useful skill. It let him listen more than he spoke. It let him notice things other people missed. Like how the beach changed color depending on the clouds. Like how the wind picked up just before the tide turned. Like how a place could feel like a beginning, even when you had no intention of starting anything. He turned back toward the town, retracing his steps without hurry. Somewhere behind him, a phone buzzed in a pocket. He pretended not to notice. It could wait. Everything could wait here. For now, he was just a man walking along the Carolina coast, unknown, unclaimed, unremarkable. And for the first time in a long while, that felt like exactly enough.